Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Loretta Abrams is here, too, because she's got some important stuff to bring us. Loretta is Vice President of Consumer Advocacy and Community Development at the finance company HSBC, the finance organization. They're a pretty big organization. That you will get her to tell us a little bit more about them a little bit later on. But she has been doing some research, and she wants to tell us about it. Loretta, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. And Loretta, as we all know, we're heading into the biggest buying season of the year. This the holidays, the Christmas holidays, and the Hanukkah holidays, and all the times when people are thinking of others, and we're spending money on other people, we're spending money on ourselves, and as if American consumers, Loretta, as if we needed an excuse to get wacky with our money, the holidays puts us pretty much into a delirium, doesn't it?
It really does. We all get caught up into the high spirits of the season and the frenzy, and we're excited about the store displays and the ads, and some of us can't help ourselves, and I include myself in that number.
Some of us, I don't think some quite gets it. I mean, I think we need I think we need to say most of us,
right?
I admit, and I have said this many times before, my audience knows this, I admit to being a little bit of a Scrooge. I'm not a Scrooge in the selfish way. I'm a Scrooge in that it really troubles me at the way that the holidays are what they become. They
right.
become a time to do gratuitous buying for people, and it's almost become a competition, hasn't it?
And it's really that's correct, and it really is important for us to keep in mind what the actions that we take and the shopping that we do during this holiday season can affect us long after the children have outgrown the clothes and the toys are broken.
Absolutely.
And that was our purpose, and the message that we wanted to share with your listeners this morning is just to be aware and to be aware of the fact that some of the actions you take and some of the shopping you do can do some serious damage to your credit score,
right.
for example, and you want to end up the holiday season with your credit score intact and your identity protected.
You don't want to have a Christmas hangover in the middle of January, do
that's
you?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you guys did some research.
We did do some
research. Talk to us about some of your findings.
Well, we found that when it comes to holiday spending, some of the things we found was that only about half of us set a budget for the holiday spending. And so, if you don't start off with a plan, it's hard to, if you don't know where you're going, any road is going to take you there.
Exactly. Well, doesn't a budget kind of take the fun right out of Christmas?
It doesn't, but you just sort of need to stay within some general parameters. And then, on top of that, the consumers who do set a budget, over half of them exceed their budget by about $400.
But that's per person around my house. You think your research showed total, right? But I think that's per person around
right.
my house.
And then a lot of us, about a third of us, don't save anything in advance for holiday purchases. So we're doing this on the fly, and we're just going
saving
out.
Saving and budgeting, boy, that talk about, I thought I was a Scrooge.
That's really key. Outside of the holiday shopping aspect of our survey, there were some alarming results in that 29% of the consumers who responded told us they had zero savings,
yeah.
and another 11%. Told us that they had their savings wouldn't last longer than 30 days. And so we've got 41% of our respondents who said that they have virtually no savings and are pretty much living from paycheck to paycheck.
Well, another thing that people do that's sort of a, in a way, it's a savings and a budget. It's sort of a different way of saving and budgeting. I know a lot of people, and perhaps you do this, Loretta, they buy Christmas presents all year long.
Right.
They'll find
right.
something on sale in July or something like that, and they'll give it to them. Now, see, I do that same thing, but there's a flaw in my system.
Yeah.
I can't wait to give it to them.
So
see,
you
I
buy
can't.
It twice.
I buy it for them in July, and I think I'll give this to them for Christmas. And I go home and I say, "Here, this is for you."
And then what happens in Christmas? At Christmas?
Well, I try to, you know, I do something else, but that's the flaw in my system. But I think the most of the people who do what I just said, they're actually a lot more disciplined than I am, and they're able to put it up.
And that's one of the suggestions that we recommend for people is to save all year long for the holiday shopping or to shop throughout the year
right.
because you can get some of your better bargains in July or August.
Oh yeah, and you know another. I tell you what, another time to shop for next year. Another great time to shop for next year is in what the retailers call the 13th month. That's the week after Christmas.
Yes. Yes, a lot of I understand that those are the best times to shop for your holiday decorations and ornaments for the following year, wrapping paper and those kinds of things, and a lot of the very very great gifts.
Right.
We had this little formula that we wanted to share with people
okay.
this year, and it's called a SMART formula. And basically, the S is for having a budget and sticking to that budget. Set a limit and don't exceed it if at all possible. And M for making practical choices, for giving gifts that appreciate in value or will help the recipient save money, like a savings bond or a prepaid telephone card or a gift certificate. Those kinds of things are
so gift certificates are in now, right?
They are. They're very much.
One of my shopping experts said a week or so ago that in certain cases gift certificates are okay. They're not totally tacky.
That's right. That's right. Especially if it's one of the superstores,
right.
and people can choose what they need.
Right. Especially I'm thinking like if a lady knows a guy wants a tool, but she doesn't know exactly which model to get him or whatever, get him a certificate.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Or if you don't know exactly what the person needs, you can get them a certificate for one of the superstores, and they can shop for and really match the gift to their specific need at the time.
Loretta, we got to take a quick break, folks. Loretta, I ran into a guy the other day, and he was buying his wife a present. It was more than a month before, ago or so, and I said, well, what are you going to do with that box? How will you hide it from her? He said, oh, no problem. I'll just put it in the oven. She'll never find it. Quick
That's
break.
All, Jim.
20 after. I can't help it. I love that story. 20 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. Loretta Abrams is our guest, and we're talking about getting ready for Christmas and being smart when you shop. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it'll get you ready for the week ahead. I promise. It comes by email on Sunday afternoon and gets you thinking about what's coming up a week ahead and maybe give you a few tips to help you with. And I know there's the second piece that I write is kind of a motivational piece. It'll get you revved up a little bit. And also the schedule for the coming week is there. And if you subscribed already, then you would have gotten the newsletter on Sunday, and you would have already known that Loretta Abrams is our guest this half hour. She's Vice President of Consumer Advocacy and Community Development at HSBC North America. Now, Loretta, we desperately need to know who HSBC is.
Well, good, because I'm dying to let you know. HSBC North America is the second largest financial services organization in the world, and the organization for North America is made up of about 8 business units, the traditional consumer finance companies, Household Finance Corporation, and Beneficial, and then our bank, which is based primarily in New York, but we have some presence in Florida, Pennsylvania, and California as well.
HSBC Bank.
That's right.
Okay. All right. And what about the website?
We have our website is yourmoneycounts.com. It's a consumer education website that's just chock full of useful information for consumers who want to do some research, who want to establish a budget, which we strongly encourage people to do, who want to make sure that they manage their spending wisely during the holiday season, or who want to improve their credit score. And there's lots of information on the website, and it's very easy to navigate. It's advertising free, so there is there are no ads and no promotions on
the
website.
Huh?
It's no pop-ups.
All right, say the website again, please.
Yourmoneycounts.com.
Yourmoneycounts.com. Folks, check that out. And that I would think that would be a good site to send a teenager to go there with a teenager. And now you probably have to medicate them first, folks, just to slow them down just a little bit and make them sit there with you. I don't know how you do that. Yeah, people are saying right now, Loretta, boy, it's been a long time since he had a teenager. But that's the truth. But I would think maybe, you could say, hey, there's this really subversive site that whatever you do, don't go there. Tell your teenager that, and then it's yourmoneycounts.com. Whatever you do, don't go there. So you might try that. I would think that would be a good place to get them to think about how to use money better.
That'll get them there right away, and they really need to be there. We know that about 55% of students receive their first credit card within their freshman year of college.
Yeah.
And so many of them have a problem with the debt before they even know what debt and credit is. And this will be a good starting point for parents. You're absolutely right, Jim, for parents to go with the students and do some navigating and help them with budgeting and planning.
Talk to us about some of the other things you learned in your surveys.
Well, we talked about there was a couple of other surprising things. The FACT Act, the Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction Act, was implemented a year ago last December, and it allows each of us to get one free credit report a year from each of the three credit reporting agencies. And the surprising fact was that more than half of us haven't taken advantage of that. And it's a wonderful gift from the government. It has value of about $15, but it's invaluable for us in terms of establishing a benchmark for where we are from a credit standpoint to make sure that we haven't been the victim of identity theft and to put us in a good position to establish a plan for future savings and spending and budgeting and managing.
That's the big news is now you can get your credit report, whereas up until a few years ago it was almost impossible to get your own credit report.
It was the secret that was what's going on behind that curtain. Nobody knew.
Well, other people knew about your business, but you didn't know about your business.
Exactly.
Merchants and car dealers, they knew all about your business, but you had to know somebody inside who would stealth it out for you, and give it to you. But now you can have that information, and it is a good idea to get to know that information and know what's being said about you and it also educates you on how your payment performance
and the factors that go into this. Bad credit is expensive, and so we need to know how to improve our credit, how to improve our score, because it saves us money. When you have a strong and healthy credit profile, you qualify for the best products at the best rates, and we're all entitled to that.
Loretta, I've got about less than a minute. Talk to us about identity theft. What did you learn about that?
We learned that 82% of the people who responded to our survey said that they're concerned about identity theft. And the best way to address that concern is to get that free credit report at www.annualcreditreport.com.
That's where we go get the free one, right?
That's where you go get the free one.
Annualcreditreport.com, okay.
Right. And you review that credit report and look for any signs of identity theft, any signs of any transactions you didn't authorize, any accounts you don't recognize, and any changes or balances, etc.
You also need to look at your bill every month
cover it very carefully, your statement and your bank statements as well.
Right. Yeah. If you live in Florida and you bought a snowmobile, somebody probably got in there. into your records there. Hey, Loretta, thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
Our website is www.yourmoneycounts.com.
Thank you. Loretta Abrams, ladies and gentlemen. She's with HSBC North America. Thanks, Loretta. See you next time. quick break. Right back with Kirk Chaffetz. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.